Lonnie Judd is a Midway High graduate. He's been in the Riker system as an assistant coach, longtime coach with Kent Bechtel at Midway, and then has taken the job more recently the last few years at Timber Creek and Keller since 2009. He now joins us live, Lonnie Judd on ESPN Central Texas. Lonnie's
hey,
on his
how
way.
You doing?
Hey, Coach, we're doing well. Why do you take what is it about this job? Is it the head coaching opportunity? Is it getting back near home? What is the reason?
Well, I think it's a combination of all of that. You know, I'm a Central Texas guy. I spent a lifetime at Midway and at Baylor and in that area and grew up in that area, and I've always loved it. And to combine that, I've always wanted to be a head coach also. I've been an offensive coordinator for 20 years and always wanted to have a program of my very own, and to me it just looked like a great opportunity.
You know, the last few years for Moody, you know, you've not been great. You've got a challenge ahead of you. What is the biggest thing you have to do in Moody to turn them around?
Well, I think they're already starting to turn around even before I come in. Gary Martell, the superintendent, and the board, they're trying to do everything right out there right now. And I tell you what, they were really, really good to me. And we're going to come in there, and we're going to get that place turned around, and we're going to get things rolling. And it's going to be some exciting football in Moody. We're going to get a bunch of kids out, and we're going to get a bunch of kids enjoying football, and we're going to fly around and win some games.
So have you watched any of the, like, just the kids walking up and down the hallway, athletic period? Sometimes coaches are able to do that. Have you done that?
I watched them in off season. I watched them on film. You know, I've made a couple trips there now, and there's definitely some potential there, without a doubt. Without a doubt. They've got a really good young quarterback, and, you know, you can start building a team around that.
How much do you have to change the system that they have in now to get what you want in?
Well, I plan on bringing my system in, so we may have to change a lot. And really, my system hadn't changed a lot in the last 15 years, even back when I was at Midway. You know, we're going to bring a system in that's going to cater to what the strengths of the team is, offensively, defensively, special teams. And, you know, we're going to teach it from the fifth grade on, and those kids are going to know what it takes to be a Moody Bearcat.
How much of Kent Bechtel is in your blood?
Just about all of it. He was my mentor, my role model. Every time I make advice, I think about what would Kent Bechtel do. Because he, not only was he my coach in high school, I was his offensive coordinator for 14 years, and I was with him all through all that time. So he was a father figure to me.
When you get this chance to be a head coach, this is what you want. Moody's not a very large school. Is this the opportunity? Is it change who you are in any way?
Not at all. You know, one thing I've learned a long time ago is football's football and kids are kids. It doesn't matter what level we're going at that level. Kids want to play and kids want to be coached. And you know, a lot of times it's just the outsiders looking in. I'm gonna coach exactly the same I did at Midway, that I did at Kimber Creek, that I did at Riker. And, you know, and I'm not going to change, you know, win, lose, or draw. And that's one thing they'll get from Coach Judd is I'm going to be consistent. You know, I'm not going to be high one week and low the next week. I'm going to be the same guy, win or lose.
By the way, James Hyde on Twitter, when I put up the note we were going to have you on, Lonnie Judd is a name I have not heard in a long time. He was my eighth grade basketball coach at St. Louis. Glad he's back in the area. Great coach. Makes better men and women, not just athletes. Of course, that was a part of the Riker system. That's a blast from the past, huh?
I tell you what, the thing I'll always remember about James Hyde, when he was in the eighth grade, he was already about the size of a grown man, so he made coaching basketball pretty easy back then.
Yeah, that's the case. Lonnie, it's a fair question. It might seem like it's not, but, and we kind of touched on that earlier. If you look at the last 30 years of Moody football, I think they had 7 wins maybe once. Maybe they've had 6 on occasion, but most of the part they have not won. Is that a culture thing that you can change? Was that something that almost scared you off as well?
Well, one thing is I've never backed away from a challenge. When I came to Timber Creek, we were a brand-new high school. And we started from scratch with just freshmen and sophomores. And then the very next year we had juniors, and we opened up in district with Aledo. Now, I'll tell you this, it wasn't pretty, but we didn't back down. And so I've never backed down from a challenge. And then 2 years ago, we went two rounds deep in the playoffs at Timber Creek. So we've built the success there and the confidence there. I think it has a lot to do with the school system, the leadership, and the people that are there, and getting the kids believing. You know, a lot of those close games that you lose, you know, a lot of times it's just believing that you can win, and I really think I can bring that into Moody.
Is John Hubert the best football player you've ever coached?
That's that question. Really, there's two of them that came from Midway. John Hubert's one, definitely. He's right there at the top of the list. But Brandon Johnson,
yep,
back in 97, 98, is not far from it. Because I tell you what, both those guys are winners. And, man, I'd like sure like to start a football team with both those guys.
Coach, I've just gotten a note from an old player of yours, Andres Castro, that says he's very happy for you to finally be a head coach. He played for you at Riker, I'm sure, as you remember. So you've got a lot of fans all over the place, Coach.
Well, I tell you what, and I kind of miss that. That's the reason why I'm excited about coming to Central Texas. You know, Coach Judd in the DFW area, you know, they know me at Timber Creek, they know me at Keller, but I tell you what, when I come back to Waco and Hewitt and that area, that I see a lot of old friends, and that's kind of exciting.
A lot of times people think the passing game really has just been recent. Brandon Johnson in 96 and 97, you were there, passed for 5,429 yeah. yards. He had 35 touchdowns in 1997, finished with 49. That was a part of it. You obviously were a part of what John Hubert did as well, and many others under Coach Bechtel. Lonnie, be careful on your way down. Good luck tonight. Thank you very much, and let's stay in touch.
Hey, thank you very much, and hey, let's get ready to do those Moody Bearcats soon.
All right, that's Lonnie Judd.